2FM. You are listening to the Roz and Emma show. Today it is Emma and David here with you until 3 o'clock. Now, fans of The Chase will know our Irish chaser, Dara the Menace Ennis, is a scientist and his TikToks are great, by the way. And he has a new book on the way called The Body. It's going to be out on the 26th of September and it reveals everything about the human body in 10 informative bite-sized essays. And Dara is on the phone now. Hi Dara, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Dara. So, Dara, we actually spoke about you. Myself and Roz spoke about you on the show a few weeks ago. I think it was back in May. You'd revealed the question that 95% of people get wrong. It was about berries.
There's quite a few of those. Which one?
It was one about berries, and we had a clip of you. And I quizzed Roz on it, right? And unfortunately, she got it wrong, like 95% of the people did. And that makes me worried for today, because I feel like myself and David might let ourselves down. What you're going to bring to us.
there's no way of losing at a quiz. You either get them all right, which is boring, or you learn some new things, which is a plus. So if you don't get them right, at least you learn new things.
Oh, I like your style. Well, listen, I'm delighted to be talking to you today, because actually one of my good pals is one of your colleagues. One of my friends is Jenny the Vixen Ryan.
Nice.
She speaks so highly of you, so I'm delighted. I can't wait to tell her that I chatted with you today. But we all have questions about our body that we really should know the answer to, as Emma was just saying there. And you're providing those. What inspired you the most to write this book?
Well, I would love to say that this is a thing that I thought about for years and I had a big passion project. I always wanted to write a science book for normal people, but this particular subject was picked by the publisher and they asked me to write it. So that's why I wrote about this one.
I love your honesty. Yeah. So what can people expect from it?
Well, I think if you're the kind of person who did science at like the junior cert or inter cert and were a bit confused by it and said, this is too complicated, but you always wanted to know more. You always wanted to answer those questions. Yeah. Like if you go, why do we get older? Why do we age? Or what do we sleep for anyway? What's the point of it? And you want to know that in a way that's explained for normal people, not for scientists, then this is the book for you. If you're a scientist, it's not the book for you.
This is 100% the book for me. I don't know about you, David, but I did science and I did biology in school as well. And for the life of me, I couldn't wrap my head around anything. So I feel like I'm going to be super smart after reading your book, Dara.
Well, it's all about trying to talk to people, not talk down to people, but talk to people in terms that they understand and use normal language. Because one thing, as a scientist, one thing that we tend to do is we make everything way too technical and people just go, I don't understand that. And it sounds complicated. But most of the time, it's not. It's usually fairly simple concept. And we should know about our body. We really should. We live in one.
Well, this is it. You know, as society moves forward and the years go by, the interest in health, you know, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And what I love about this concept of the book as well, Dara, and what you just said there about speaking to people in language that they understand. Often at times we find ourselves in uncomfortable positions in school through learning where we shut ourselves down because the words are too big and stuff like that. But the older I get, there's so much regret about things that I don't know that I wish I knew. Yeah. So this book is just fantastic. With regards to, like, I know you're a dad as well, right? So your kids and stuff like that, did you draw much from them with regards to the book and stuff like that, stuff that they didn't know that you thought they should know?
No, this is absolutely not a book for children. Okay. That's one thing I do have to say. This is actually aimed at adults completely. So this would be, it would be too high a level unless you're a particularly bright sort of teenager.
Yeah.
This is for adults who are way out of school. So there's a huge amount of books there for children. But actually, there's very few for adults on this topic. And for normal adults, there's loads of ones for scientists. So this is not about children at all. This is more about the kind of that, you know, the questions you ask yourselves, your mates down the pub.
Yeah.
You know that. It's like, so we start off as a single cell, which we all do. How do we end up as we are? Or what happens to your body after you die?
Yeah.
You know, those big questions. And you talk about it for ages and nobody comes up with the answer. This gives you the answers, basically.
Oh, brilliant. I actually can't wait to read it. We actually got a lovely text in about you. It says, I love the honesty of this guy. Totally interested just from this interview. A very likable guy.
Oh, well, I'm awful in real life. This is all a front to sell my book, I promise.
That's the most Irish thing ever. We can't take a compliment at all. So, Dara, you are going to quiz myself and David now, which we're both very, very nervous about.
Oh, don't be nervous. You can work together as a team, I think. That's probably the best way to do this.
Okay, all right.
All right, so there's five questions that are very gettable, okay?
Okay.
So the first one, this is nice and easy, and you can probably count these yourself.
Yeah.
How many wisdom teeth do most adults have?
I think we might have 8.
I'd go with 4.
One of you is right. Which answer do you want to go with?
I feel like wisdom teeth. Oh, I feel like David might be right.
I would go with that if I was you. Yeah, he is right. Well done. 1 out of 5. That's, so you're not getting the wooden spoon. That's definitely a good start.
I just want, before we proceed, Emma, where did the 8 wisdom teeth fit?
I don't know.
Okay, brilliant. Sorry, Dara. Over to you again.
Yeah. Okay, right. Question 2. This is going to be more about the names of the body rather than knowing a thing. Okay. The name of what part of your eye comes from the Latin word for doll or small child?
Would it be the...
So, can we confer on this, the two of us?
Oh, yeah, you're working together.
Is it the retina or the iris, is it?
So, or the core, is there a, yeah.
The core, the what?
The pupil, maybe? Yeah. Can you give us a clue?
No, go with pupil. See, that's not Latin, though, is it? Right, we'll lock it in, pupil.
No, you said it's not
pupil,
Latin.
Hold on, don't object. Yeah, pupil is correct.
Yes!
why do you think school children are called pupils?
Oh my God.
Darry, you're dealing with two people here who don't trust themselves in any sort of capacity, so I apologise right now.
No,
anyway.
You are absolutely the market audience for my book. This is brilliant marketing. Brilliant. So,
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
This one is something that's very important for Irish people because of our rubbish winters. What vitamin can be made in our bodies on exposure to sunlight?
Oh, we know this one. This would be vitamin D, Dara.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And very important. And to be honest, quite a lot of Irish people are vitamin D deficient. So one of the supplements you should consider taking if you're knackered all winter, if you're always tired, is take vitamin D, because a lot of people are vitamin D deficient.
Yes.
But don't overdose it, because of the vitamin you can actually poison yourself with.
Oh,
anyway,
so yeah, it's not a case of the more D, the better.
Take the recommended amount, and that's it. And we're going to keep it clean. It's very early in the morning. Okay, you're doing really well so far. Okay.
I must apologise about David. Go on.
He normally works on a late night show, it's all right. The Atlas and Axis are the names of the first two of what in your body? There's normally 33 in humans, but most animals have way more.
Atlas and Axis.
Axis are the names of the first two of what in your body? Humans have 33 of them, but most animals, most mammals have way more.
I thought they were insurance companies.
Isn't that the name of the football stadium in UC Lansdowne Road? Yeah, no.
Emma, you go. You seem
to... I'm like, do we have 33 teeth? How many teeth do we have? I'm not the one to know.
I wouldn't talk about teeth. You just said you thought we had 8 wisdom teeth there, love.
Yeah, that's probably not. I'll give you a hint, it's not teeth.
Okay, so 33. Oh, no, because animals don't have fingers or thumbs.
How many bones do we have?
No, we've got 100.
200 and something.
Yeah. So 33, try ligaments.
Okay, yeah.
Ligaments?
No, it's vertebrae. Most animals have tails, so they have more.
Vertebrae, and the team outside are high-fiving. They obviously got it right.
And just some feedback to the team. That wrong answer is very long, that wrong answer, Buzz, can I just say. It is longer than it needs to be. Sorry, Dara, over to you.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like a trap door is opening and you're dropping into a gun pit or something, doesn't it?
We will be after this performance.
Okay. Question 5. Which part of your tongue is most sensitive to sour taste?
Oh, and I love sour jellies and sour lemons and stuff. I should know this.
I feel like,
so I'm just going to guess. No, I'm just going to say something and then we can decide together.
Love,
so, you know when you eat something really sour and the side of your tongue kind of goes, you kind of get that feeling at the side of your tongue.
Isn't that where your taste buds are on the side of your... No? Your taste buds? No, what are those things that stick up on your tongue that you look like a dinosaur?
They're taste buds.
Isn't it? Dara, are they...
Would it be the side of your tongue?
Side of your tongue, yeah, but go side.
It is not. It's a trick question. It is all of it. So this is a myth-busting question. Do you know that map of your tongue that you've seen with the different tastes?
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense. The taste buds are evenly distributed across the surface of your tongue.
Oh, wow. Dara, that was very unfair now. Trick question.
I know. I was being mean with the last one, but one thing I love doing is busting a science myth, and that tongue map one is really persistent. A lot of people think it's true, and it's not.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, Dara, I wish we could have you on the show every week doing this with us. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a laugh. I'll be happy to do it again, though. I'd say I'd probably mix it up a little bit with the topic. We can't. I know we're promoting the book. We can't do the body all the time.
But we're so excited about the book because the body is out in all good bookshops on the 26th of September. So if you fancy getting your head into a bit of knowledge about the body in a way that you can understand it, Dara, the Menace Ennis has the book for you.
Yeah, and I feel like myself and David have just proved that we both need to read your book. So thank you so much, Dara.
Speak for yourself.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
The Chico Horse saying, including me and that, when she thought we had 8 wisdom teeth.
Dara, thank you so much and very best of luck.